Here's a question for you. Do you lock your doors at night? Have you ever noticed how many things we have with locks on them? We lock our homes, we lock our cars, we lock our sheds, and we even lock our cell phones with a password. Now, why do we have so many locks in our lives? It has something to do with dishonest people or thieves or criminals. In order to keep our family safe, we lock out the bad guys. But even with the locks, sometimes the bad guys get in anyway. Now, wouldn't it be nice to be able to live in a place where you don't need to lock anything, including your cell phone? Does such a place exist? Is it possible that there really is a place where there is no crime, danger, or dishonesty? Yes, indeed, there is such a place. And the Bible gives a description of it in Revelation chapter 21. It says that it will always be daytime there in the presence of God, and that its gates will never be shut, and nothing unclean, and no one who practices abomination or lying shall ever come into it. So not only will the gates never be locked, the gates will never be shut. The gates will always be wide open. Why? Because there'll be no bad guys, no evil, and no wickedness there. It'll be nothing but safety and peace and joy. Now, wouldn't you like to own real estate there? The Bible says that only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life may live there. In other words, only those who follow Jesus will live there. And Jesus provides a way through His own sacrifice on the cross and His resurrection and our faithful obedience to the gospel. As Jesus died on the cross and was buried and raised up in newness of life, so we too, when we're buried with Him in baptism, are raised up to walk in newness of life. And our old man is dead and gone, and we become a new person with real estate in heaven where there will be no locks and no bad guys. What a wonderful vision of our future in Christ.